Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is AJ D'Angelo and I'm a missionary here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7. When the Pharisees, with some scribes, had come from Jerusalem, gathered around Jesus, they observed that some of his disciples ate their meals with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees, and in fact all Jews, do not eat without carefully washing their hands, keeping the tradition of their elders. And on coming from the marketplace, they do not eat without purifying themselves. And there are many other things that they have traditionally observed, the purification of cups and jugs and kettles and beds. So the Pharisees and scribes questioned him, "Why do your disciples not follow the tradition of the elders, but instead eat a meal with unclean hands?" Jesus responded, "Well did Isaiah prophesy about you, hypocrites. As it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines human precepts.' You disregard God's commandments, but cling to human tradition." He went on to say, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition. For Moses said, 'Honor your father and your mother, and whoever curses father or mother shall die.' Yet you say, 'If someone says to father or mother, any support you might have had from me is korban,' which means dedicated to God, you allow him to do nothing more for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God in favor of your tradition that you have handed on. And you do many such things." All right. So today we have a little bit of a challenging reading. Not the first time we've had one of these. In fact, that's one of the amazing things about the word of God, is that it's not simple. Right? Because our lives are not simple. God has plans for all of the complexities, all the brokenness, all the confusion of our human life. And here is a small example of how God chooses to enter into that, how Jesus chose to enter into that. So the background for this section of the gospel, we hear Jesus talking about how the Pharisees are hypocrites, right? Because they challenge his disciples in the traditional purifying rites of washing their hands or cleansing themselves before they eat. To give a little more background, these were traditions that were set up not necessarily from the word of God, from the commandments given to Moses or to one of the prophets, but were things that the people of God, that the elders and the scribes of the people decided were important, and so therefore put on them the weight of God's commandment himself. Now, these things are good, and they're totally acceptable to wash your hands before eating, but when these good things are given more importance and more emphasis than the things that God has asked of us, that's when we come into conflict. That's when you hear Jesus utter the words, "You hypocrites," or he tells them, "How well you have set aside the commandment of God in order to uphold your tradition." Now, I think for many of us, it's been years that we've been living this Catholic life. It's been years that we've been doing the same things over and over again. And those same things are good. Those same things are really good. But if those routines or regimens or habits that we've set up go against what God asks of us, then we should call those things into question in the same way Jesus calls into question the Pharisees. So if you pray a rosary every day, and like me, you're going to have a new kid soon, and you have to ignore your newborn child to pray your rosary, that's probably not loving in the way that Jesus is calling us to love. Now, I know that's an extreme example, But the Lord calls us, each and every one of us, to live first and foremost by a law of love. In the Gospel of John, at the Last Supper, Jesus shares the words, "This is my commandment, love one another as I have loved you." There's not many times in the Gospels where Jesus says, "This is my commandment." And so we, as children of God, have the opportunity to step into living out what Jesus commands us by loving one another and letting those things in our lives that seem important be less important than what God has for us. Again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Mark. My name is AJ. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.